Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Gary Holt from Exodus on the show with us this week. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you on the show. New Exodus album, Blood In, Blood Out, coming out on October 14th. Of course, Exodus on tour with Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies starting in November. Recently made all the news is a Kentucky man was arrested for posting Exodus lyrics about the Virginia Tech massacre on Facebook. Gary, what's the most dangerous thing about Exodus lyrics being misconstrued as threats on social media?
Well, you know, it's not something I ever really considered to be truly dangerous, you know, but it does go to show you that, you know, we live in a very paranoid society, and in a lot of ways, rightly so, because of so many tragedies, you know, nonstop shootings and such. But, you know, it's like my problem with James Evans being arrested primarily lies in the fact that it would have taken like 20 minutes of research to realize this guy was not a threat. You know, he wasn't like a depressed 17-year-old with like posting diatribe after diatribe on Facebook about how bad he hates his school and hates his classmates, and then posted the lyrics and I'd see it. It's a 30-year-old man, and I bet if you search his Facebook page, you'd find nothing but other metal references and, you know, typical Facebook stuff, you know? But, you know, it does show you that, you know, I guess the written word can be frightening to some.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gary Holt of Exodus is our guest on the show. The new Exodus album, Blood In, Blood Out, comes out on October 14th. Here's a song from the album that features Metallica's Kirk Hammett, Salt the Wound. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Celtic Frost with Progeny. Heard new music from Exodus that was Salt the Wound. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gary Holt of Exodus is our guest on the show this week. Blood In, Blood Out coming out on October 14th. And it's something of a homecoming for Bay Area thrash. Kirk Hammett and Chuck Billy both guest on the album. What makes the camaraderie of bands like Testament, Metallica, and Exodus still so strong after so many years?
You know, I just think, you know, we all kind of, as we all are well into middle age, you know, at the half century mark myself, you know, and probably all of us just about, you start remembering, you know, what a wonderful time it was, you know, back when we all started, you know. I mean, back in the days, there was a lot of competition, friendly competition, but competition nonetheless, you know. But now we look back and, like, you know, we really were part of something special, you know. And Kirk, he wanted to do the solo more than anybody, you know, because I think for him it is like coming home, going full circle, finally playing on an Exodus album with the guys he started playing with at like 16 years old, you know. And Chuck just happened to show up at the studio and I made him get in front of the mic. Yeah, like, Chuck, I got a spot for you here. Go get in there. And he goes out and just roars, you know, blows walls down. It's awesome.
So it wasn't even planned. It was just sort of like it just happened that way.
Well, he showed up and I kind of already had a little thought in my head, you know, about, yeah, it'd be great if Chuck just doubled the scream section at the end. And, you know, he's got this voice that's just, it sounds amplified when it's coming out of his chest. It sounds like he's already singing to a PA. It's really mind-boggling how much power he's got, you know, and it was just a perfect spot with Chuck getting out there.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up. Also got new music from The Ghost Inside and more with our guest, Gary Holt. New music from The Ghost Inside, that was Avalanche. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gary Holt of Exodus is our guest on the show this evening. Before joining Metallica, Kirk Hammett was an original member of Exodus, but the new album, Blood In, Blood Out, is actually his first appearance on an officially released Exodus album. Gary, what made now the right time to finally get him to come home, so to speak?
You know, I think the seed was planted. You know, I've spent a lot of time with Kirk over the last 4 years, and we really reconnected. And we spent a lot of time just making people pee their pants from it, listening to Kirk and I speak of all this, like, these criminal stories of us as kids. You know, it's really ridiculous when you're referring to, like, the lead guitar player for the world's biggest rock metal band of all time, and just the kind of we did as kids. It's ridiculous. And so it went from there, and it grew and grew. Like, dude, you should do a solo. And he was so stoked to do it. He wanted to do it worse than anything. Like, it was awesome.
Hey, still to come tonight, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with new music from Obey the Brave. Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up next with Jamie Josta, and of course more with Gary Holt of Exodus. It's all on the way. The Druid from Sleep. I had a chance to see those guys in a small club about a month ago, and who did I see headbanging in the corner but Keanu Reeves? Out of all the people, that one I was not expecting. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus on the show with us this week. And 10 years later, what prompted Steve Zetrasouza returning to the band?
Well, you know, we went into recording the album with no intention, no idea that there's going to be a lineup change. But, you know, just sometimes issues arise that just haven't been able to be resolved, and they just don't get resolved. And it just doesn't work anymore. And that's kind of how we felt with Rob, you know. And it had nothing to do with vocal talent. I still think Rob's one of the baddest singers going, you know, period. Guy went from being my guitar tech, this guy with a pink mohawk, to being a true force in thrash metal, you know. But when we decided we had to make a change, you know, then there was options, you know, and it wasn't handed to Steve by any stretch of the imagination. Some of us thought we might want to audition. We definitely, Steve's name was in the conversation, and we called him up and found out where he was mentally, and he was totally ready to go. And then we let him audition, sing one new song. He had the files for like 7 hours, had the lyrics in his hand for two, and he sang it like he'd been performing it for 10 years. It was awesome. Just totally incredible performance.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Gary Holt of Exodus on the show with us tonight. The new album from Exodus, Blood In, Blood Out, comes out October 14th. Quick break. We're going to have Gary pick a tune after this. It's Full Metal Jackie with Gary Holt of Exodus on the show this evening. Again, new Exodus album, Blood In, Blood Out, comes out October 14th. And Exodus will be on tour with Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies starting November 11th. And you've been with Slayer since 2011. Exodus will be on the road with Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies in November. What's foremost in your mind about playing double duty, playing with both bands every night?
Make sure I get enough sleep, you know? That's the main thing. You know, playing twice a night, it isn't as difficult as you think. You know, your fingers might get a little sore. You know, your neck, you actually get in really great shape. Me, personally, I've got some, like, you know, ailments that make it difficult to do it, which your average person doesn't have, you know, arthritic hip and that stuff. So I just have to stay off my feet when I'm not playing. And, you know, the things that everybody takes for granted, like walking around, watch the show on your feet, go up on the side of stage, watch Suicidal. I can't do that stuff. I have to, like, make sure that I get my rest and I stay on my feet when I play and I get off them when I'm not, you know. And then the rest is all easy. It's fine.
Full Metal Jackie got the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week coming up next, and more with Gary Holt. Stick around. Arise and Purify from Sanctuary's new album, The Year the Sun Died, which will be out Tuesday. It's Full Metal Jackie, also out on Tuesday. The new Exodus album, Blood In, Blood Out. Gary Holt of Exodus has been with us on the show tonight. See Exodus out with Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies. So excited for this tour. It's starting November 11th. Gary, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Anytime.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.